Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
That, you know, you've had a little time for the story to marinate.
So, first of all, she works for Fox Sports and does the one of the women who is on the part of the football broadcast.
Right.
And the videos, there were two of them, were her. She appeared to be in her office or in some kind of on a set, nude and doing things to herself, which some churchgoers would probably not approve of. Now,
no, it's awesome.
I would say this. I don't know that she necessarily... I think there's probably some kind of a rule against doing that kind of thing at work.
Or in public.
But... That being said, it's not like she released them. She obviously gave them to some jerk of a guy.
Yeah, right. Who, ruining it.
Right. Who released them? And I mean, she's in her office and she's whispering to the gentleman who is going to see it. I'm assuming it's the gentleman that she. I can't be very loud. Because there's people around. And you can hear, like, I was imagining that it was probably like Terry Bradshaw next door getting ready to do the Fox Sunday broadcast or something. But I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, I feel like she probably is going to be fired. But in this day and age.
Can you with the Me Too movement? Or is that going to result in a bag of cash?
I don't know.
Because she's the victim, right?
I think she's. She may indeed end up being the victim here if a guy released the video without her permission.
Yeah.
She's fired.
You think she's fired?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But doing which that, is
not, even yeah. just for yeah. doing it at
I
work.
Wouldn't yeah. fire her. Right? If I was the boss, I would not fire her.
No, you get in on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about this. What if it was a guy?
Right,
what was a guy doing that?
If it was a guy, he'd be fired in 5 minutes.
Right, you know, because he's at work.
He would absolutely... Ooh. Absolutely be fired. What?
Little lip bite there. I don't know if this is the... Because there's a couple that are...
I can tell you. I know it moment by moment.
There are two different ones I found.
Yeah. Find the one where she's undressing in the office.
Is there a towel involved?
No.
Okay, then there are a bunch of videos of her taking care of business online.
And where is this? Where's this located?
Maybe there's more have appeared.
Google it.
Apparently more have appeared. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, very erotic video.
Who trusts people? This is what I don't understand with that, because LB and I say this all the time. In theory, I would love to be able to be like, hey, check out this sexy video of me getting down with my bad self. However.
You would?
However.
Can you repeat that, please?
I would love to send you a video of myself, TCBing, aggressive bullpen session.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust anybody enough.
Right.
No.
To send that to them.
Right.
I don't even trust it. I don't even.
Can't do it.
I don't even want to keep it on my own phone
because
of cloud issues.
Yeah. No, I think if you're working for Fox Sports, doing, you know, you're the football sideline reporter. You're
working for something.
She's like best friends with Aaron Andrews, who's gone through her own thing that wasn't her fault,
people.
Obviously. I think it's a mistake, obviously, to send that kind of thing to somebody, but. You know, I tend to send out. I've sent some erotic videos of me eating sauces to random to randos, and I get really no. But I agree with you. I don't know why she. It's a mistake. It's really a mistake.
I did also hear the quick debate over whether or not Aaron Andrews baby talks. She does.
You think she baby talks?
I think so.
Yeah, Nick was saying that Aaron Andrews is a baby talker. All right, it is 7:03. And everybody who's just joining the program wants to know if we can share the information on those videos again.
Google it.
This is news.
Her name is Carissa Thompson.
Right.
Correct?
Yes. Carissa with a CH.
Yeah, Carissa Thompson. And
I shouldn't be promoting this.
And enjoy.
She works for Fox, and unfortunately,
Unfortunately,
somebody shared something that they shouldn't have. It is 7:04, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. And this is Chris on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Chris?
Greg, it's how are you?
What's happening?
Good. How were those song choices yesterday?
Which ones were yours, Chris?
Rick Astley and
It's Rose Savage.
Rose Savage, yeah. Oh. And the other one there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you're breaking through when it comes to the Ice Queen over here. I think she really okay. I think the Never Gonna Give You Up song request.
Right,
really.
I'm still digging. I just hope I'm not digging a hole.
No, I think you, I mean, listen, you're persistent.
Yes.
I mean, I think somebody texted in yesterday and said the fact that you dedicated Never Gonna Give You Up to Danielle was a little bit stalkerish, but I like it.
I disagree.
Move. I could have
done the Yvonne song. I can't think of her last name. Elman or Element there. If I Can't Have You, I think that might have been creepy.
I don't want nobody, baby. Well,
yeah, I'm thinking maybe if I did that.
Well, listen, thank you
sure,
for your
I
generosity.
Got another couple of songs for you.
Oh nice. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking, what about Jungle Love, the time?
Yeah.
Always.
Oh.
Always okay. A good you want, time for that.
You want to make love or what?
Oh.
And how about the Gap and the Party Train?
Oh, man.
How about Early in the Morning?
Those are good Friday tunes.
I got to tell you.
Okay, those are two good feel-good songs right
there. Yeah. I think they're great. We would love, listen, you've been very generous. Generous to the Greg Hill Foundation. Generous to our cause over the last day or two. So thank you very much, Rose Savage.
Okay, so I'll call it in on the other line. But now I got one more thing I want.
Yeah.
How much? Okay, this is going to be a big one. How much for the Danielle's FACO?
No, that's not happening.
Name a price, Danielle.
Not even an example.
Come on, Danielle.
$1,000.
No, come on.
That's
Danielle.
That's been wiped from the systems
of WAAF.
$2,500.
Oh,
wow.
Danielle.
Come on, Danielle. You can turn the radio off
in
the car.
No, absolutely not.
It's too creepy.
$5,000 right now.
Oh, jeez.
I wasn't comfortable with that when it first happened.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not.
$5,000.
Rose Savage, you're awesome.
No, we can't.
No.
Danielle, come on.
Nope.
It's for the kids.
We can do your FACO.
Children.
Why do you hate the hungry?
Don't put this on me. I'm not comfortable with this.
You can put your headphones on in the office and we can play it.
She's not comfortable. Are you listening?
Jesus.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Wow, I can't follow that. I know.
My measly $100.
What's up, Bill?
I've got more shells on my feet from going to Texas Roadhouse last night.
Ooh.
reference to the Fox News, the young woman.
Yes.
You know what? God love her. She did it on... nothing that a person does who's in media or in a public eye is without second guessing of, you know, what if? God love her. She's going to spin this to the opportunity that's going to be best for her. She's going to be living dreams. And I understand that Erin Andrews went through some strife, but she has made it out of that. She has been successful, redefined herself. No different here. So I'm all for Danielle. Find that spirit. Ask him for $10,000 and let's keep it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I mean, I think it must be for her when she nobody wants to get, I don't like when people say she's going to become more well-known and everybody knows her name. She doesn't want.
Nobody wants that recognition.
She doesn't want to have people start texting her yesterday and say, hey,
right. Just
in case you don't know, there is video of you touching yourself in your office that you sent to somebody, which is all over the internet. She doesn't want that.
But I don't understand why people care.
Because people do. I know that
really?
You have a pretty...
The Kardashian thing. It's not going to hurt her career.
Well, everybody knows
Kim Kardashian for that. Like, when everyone's like, why is Kim Kardashian even famous? That's the answer.
Porn is a billion-dollar industry.
Right. What isn't?
It's not for people that want to have a career
right. Like
hers.
They choose to get into porn.
And you have to look at it in the sense of, well, women in sports already face a lot of criticism. That wrecks her credibility. Because people now are like, she's only famous because she took care of business on video.
I'm not wrapping my head around it, but that's what happens with the general public. So which chicks that are smoke shows that are making $1 million a year covering the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA are getting criticized? Guys are sitting there watching their TV going,
there it is. See, that's the thing is you only, if you're already.
Well, what do you put a nice dress on with leaving your cleavage out for?
I don't know, LB.
Just answer me that.
I'm not doing this with you today. It's Friday. We're raising money. Any answer I give you, you're going to fight me on. I'm not in the mood to do it today. Let's move on. We're up against the clock.
What professional that works on ESPN, that's a smoke show, that's thin, and they all wear mini dresses, right? They wear the tight mini dresses. Who is it that's criticizing them? You. Not me. There's not a guy on the planet.
I'm not sure I get your point.
What?
What's your point in this?
The Danielle was talking about women in sports get criticized, and I'm like, that's hogwash.
Your literal first example was about guys sitting there being like, oof, she's hot. Right. So you're making my point.
No, what's criticizing about, she's hot?
That's the only reason they're focusing on them is because they're hot and they know nothing about
sports. Why are they wearing mini dresses?
Because they're expected to, because it's television. Look at the gorgeous Jessica Reyes above your head doing traffic right now in Boston 25 in a beautiful teal colored dress. This is what's expected of you on TV. That's why I look like an unmade bed every day. This is why I love radio. There's no expectation. Look at Shiri Spear doing weather above your head.
You're talking about women get criticized. No one's criticizing anybody on the 7 o'clock news. Plenty of people do.
When it comes to women in sports, guys.
Yeah, you.
No.
Yeah, you that's made like an unmade bed are sitting there going, oh, she's such a hussy.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about credibility and it comes to knowledge with regard to sports reporting. If you're going to have a video of yourself, that's what people focus on, and they think that you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to seize control, as this texter says, Greg, not today. So,
I'm going to shut it down.
And I am going to welcome our good friend Natasha Verma to the studio in a little bit, and we're going to get to Stowe 5-0 because we couldn't do it yesterday. The Stowe Post Office was shut down during the National Day of Observance for George Herbert Walker Bush. And by the way, that train trip yesterday,
yeah,
very moving. Yeah. I you know, obviously that's what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abe Lincoln,
right?
JFK, and it was very moving yesterday. But we got Stowe 5-0 coming up. We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8. And then right after that, we're going to get to our first and most likely last Christmas song parody showdown. Everybody on the show has written and produced their own Christmas song parody. And we'll see who wins that battle coming up at about 8:15. Always interesting during these 3 days what we get when it comes to requests, and I don't think anybody's requested a Stone song yet.
No,
really,
no. So I mean, some great stuff yesterday, great music. Mike Shue mentioned earlier that he heard Rihanna on the way home.
Oh yeah,
and we played a great Perfect Circle song yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was great. What was that? That was good. Let me look at the list. It's at WAF.com.
Yeah. The list of all the songs that have been requested and that we have been paid to play in the name of the food banks is up at WAF.com. So if you want to see the most eclectic playlist in the history of radio, yes, you could go to WAAF.com for that.
That was The Outsider by A Perfect Circle.
What was before it? Because it was a very interesting segue.
That was the Simon and Garfunkel old friends Art Garfunkel request.
Yes.
And then it was Pamela by Toto.
I'm having trouble deciding on my second song because, of course, I have to do my Amazing Horse.
Yeah. When are you going to do The Amazing Horse, because people want to tune in and hear that.
Will
that do that during the 10 o'clock hour
today?
Yeah,
I think so. That'd be good. And my second song, I have two choices, but I was discussing them with Mike Shue this morning, and he said that he couldn't stand the band, oh, the artist for one of them. Something I might have to play that influence. One.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. Don't. Thanks a lot. I love you too.
You're making the decision for me.
Whatever.
Shut up. You called me difficult.
Yeah, that's because you are.
Well, as of 7 p.m. or 7:15 last night when we finished up the Maddie and Nick show and got out of here, you had donated $47,199, and we can add $1,000 onto that from Bubs Edelman, who wants to hear a polka song, the polka band from Home Alone.
Yes.
Right.
And he wants us to play that at 11:30 so they can crank that up down there at Disney on Route 1, as Derek would call it. So we're moving along, raising as much money as we can. We do this every year at the end of the year. Raise money for the Greater Boston Food Bank, Worcester County Food Bank, and the New Hampshire Food Bank.
Have there been any physical altercations among the female volunteers as to who is going to call Julian for his info?
I'm sure that's coming. I'm sure that's coming. Today's weather brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, and it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 36 for a high today. Right now, it is 32. Here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. By the way, the weather for tomorrow's Jingle All the Way 5K to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation is looking great. It's going to be sunny in the upper 20s. That, my friends, for those of us who are elite runners, that is record weather.
Sure.
That
is, PR? Record,
sure. Yeah, that's PR weather. I feel like I might get under 30 tomorrow. That's under 30. Pulled pork sandwiches consumed after the 5K. But we're up well over 1,000 runners tomorrow.
That's
so
great.
I can't wait to see everybody. It's not too late. You can show up and register tomorrow. It starts at 10. We have Santa there. We got Christmas carolers. We got bell ringers. We have music. We have beer. And if you go to thegreghillfoundation.org, that's thegreghillfoundation.org. Then you can get details, but I would love to see you there tomorrow. Recovery Centers of America provides inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. We are anxiously awaiting the arrival of News Smoke Natasha Verma. Oh, she's here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's get Natasha in here.
Okay.
I promise this information real quick, because I want to get to it, thanks to science. If you are going out to eat tonight or over the weekend, there is one thing that experts are recommending that you do not touch in the restaurant because it is the most risky for you. And believe it or not, it has nothing to do with the bathroom, where you might think it is. It has everything to do with the pepper shaker.
What?
Who'd have thunk it?
According to science, the pepper shaker is the most germ-filled thing in the restaurant.
Couple reasons why.
Yeah.
Number one, they clean the bathroom, because you're going to see that. Oftentimes, restaurants do not clean the condiments.
Yeah.
You might ask yourself, why isn't it the salt, right? Because you think more people grab the salt. The reason being, pepper is plant-based, so E. coli loves to grow there.
Really?
So that's it, the pepper shaker.
Oh, all right. Well, stay away from the pepper shaker.
E. coli, great weight loss program.
That's true.
LB is not a doctor.
No, he's not a doctor. He's not, but Natasha Verma's here.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey. How are you guys? I haven't seen you in forever. We're awesome.
How are you?
Good. I like the new place.
Yeah. Oh, this is your first time in the new studio. What do you think? You like it?
Yeah, I really like it. Parking is way easier now.
Yes, it is. Unless somebody like the one half of the afternoon show steals your designated parking space.
There's no designation.
There's my designated space out there.
He parks in it every day.
I want Maddie to stay out of it.
You should start towing.
good idea. I'm going to have him towed. So how have you been?
Good.
Yeah?
I've been good.
Are you not on TV today?
Yeah, I'm off today.
Okay.
Because I fill an anchor on Sundays.
Yes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you're doing your own anchoring thing on Sunday. You're rising rapidly through the ranks. is it harder to anchor or to be a reporter?
They're so different.
Yeah.
You know, when you're, what I do in the morning traffic reporting, it's all ad lib. I don't have a script.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to the camera. With anchoring, you know, you've got a prompter, but you need to have a good knowledge of what you're talking about.
Well, Ron Burgundy had some issues with the teleprompter.
If there's a question mark behind my name, I don't know. Yeah.
I saw yesterday on Instagram that you're going to be playing with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
Well, what's the deal with that, Natasha?
Okay, so they reached out to me and they had heard about my story, you know, cancer survivor of 1 year, and they invited me to play. And I'm like, well, I mean, I can't turn it down. They brought up cancer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll do it. But I can't play basketball. But I played with them. We did a preview piece on NBC, and they are so cool. They're so nice.
The Globetrotters?
Yes.
Do they still do the same tricks, like the fake bucket of water with the with the feathers, or have they updated? No, they still do it.
No, they're still...
Spoiler alert, it's not water, it's feathers. they still do
it. I did, from the NBA three-point line, I was backwards, and I threw it in the basket like
you
that.
You made it.
I made it in. Yeah. So they taught me how to do these throws and whatever.
They just wanted you backwards for the photo angles.
Well, it's a family friendly basketball.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's family friendly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
Don't
Natasha.
Corrupt our kids.
Did you play basketball in school or anything like that?
No, I mostly played tennis in school.
Really?
Yeah. But I
were you on the,
I
love you on the high school
tennis.
Team.
I did competitions.
Really?
USTA.
Oh, yep. Really?
Nice.
You're like a well-rounded. I mean, you have like your doctorate and you're a tennis. I mean, yeah.
Like what hasn't she done?
I always feel like such a failure in life when you come. I mean, you've accomplished so much, and you're only in your
20s.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, and you've accomplished.
That's awesome. Good
goodness.
For you.
So when is that? The
December 26th.
December 26th.
6 p.m.
Okay.
I might end up on YouTube.
But that's okay.
I'm probably going to. Yeah, my first shot, when I threw it up in the air, it went straight up in the air. And they're like, well, you got to have some force forward towards the basket.
Yeah, you have to throw it at the actual basket.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of what happened with Greg's first pitch at Fenway. His just kept going.
Yeah.
Listen. I overpowered it. I didn't
on purpose.
He doesn't know his strength. Yeah. He's just so strong.
Oh, Natasha, thank you.
Body by chicken nuggets.
But I did buy basketball shoes, and they look so cool, and that's all that matters.
Aww.
What are they like?
They're like LeBron James shoes.
Oh,
I found them
at
Dick's, and
I figured they were Louboutins. Like you bought like some kind of a.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how practical that would be for court.
Yeah.
I don't think they allow lubes on the parquet.
Oh, they don't? Oh, they don't let it on the parquet?
Only courtside.
Yeah,
Louboutins with rubber soles.
Right. What are those?
Those actually sound like they might be comfortable as opposed to the rest of the line.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Now, what do you do for the holidays? Do you go home or are you staying around?
I was just in Texas for a week during Thanksgiving, and so that means I'll be home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Here for Christmas.
Oh, you'll be here for Christmas.
I'll be here, yeah. But I was for Thanksgiving. I saw my family in Texas.
How was the meal? That's what's important
to me.
It was really good.
Yeah, my mom is such a good chef who just came out with a cookbook.
Your mom did?
Yes. Yeah, she did. She
Recipes from a Daughter of the World.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. So I went to her Barnes & Noble book signing in Austin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such an accomplished family again.
She's got a cool story.
Yeah.
Her father was a diplomat for the Indian Embassy, and so every 3 years she moved to a new country. So the concept of the cookbook is that in every single country she picked up a new cuisine and the culture, so she kind of tells her story through her travels.
So that's her dad awesome. Was like a spy or something.
No, he was a diplomat.
They're all spies. Having you ever heard of diplomatic immunity? They're all spies. The diplomats are all spies.
All right, he was a spy. That sounds cooler.
He was
a spy.
Well, great.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's never been caught.
Cooler. How's your foundation doing? What's your next event that you're doing for your foundation?
Casino night.
Oh, really?
Did I tell you about that?
No.
April 5th, casino night at West End Johnny's.
Oh, that's a great spot, West End Johnny's.
We're going to be in the basement, so it's going to be that speakeasy feel.
Yeah.
We'll have poker, roulette, craps, Texas Hold'em, blackjack.
If you don't know about Natasha's foundation, when she was fighting cancer, she couldn't find a wig that she really loved. And so she created her foundation to help women. I don't know. Do men ever?
We've had some men ask.
Have you?
Yeah, because we give women the cap wigs, baseball caps with hair attached.
Yeah.
And some men ask for that. And so, you know, we give it for free to cancer patients.
Yeah.
So I say, sure, I mean, you'll get the shortest hair one, which is 10 inches, and then cut it to,
right,
your desired length. You know, I just, you know, every person's so different. You, like 99%, it's women who are worried about their hair. Men want to, you know, wear more baseball caps, but, you know, I don't want to alienate them, accommodate them as well.
Yeah. You have a foundation for the website?
Yes, vermafoundation.org.
Okay.
So if you know anybody who has cancer, they're losing their hair, they want real hair wig, we give them for free.
Now, how do you feel about Jessica Reyes moving herself over to traffic so that she can go up against you and try to win? Have you noticed that she made the move?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she made the move.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's coming right at you. Ratings wise, I mean, it's a direct.
Stop trying to create this crazy news drama between smokes.
I'm trying to create a crazy news smoke drama. She goes at you.
There's no drama. NBC has a solid rating. There's no drama. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, like Bill Belichick says, you know, I'm just focused on this morning.
That's it.
And that's it.
She's focused on 93.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just focused on the expressway.
How bad has the traffic been because of what they did with regard to
Thoreau Drive?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh my! What a traffic fail! And why would they do this pilot program in December?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's Massachusetts.
I mean,
look what
ComEv does on off-peak hours when they did the project when everyone's gone in the summer.
Yeah.
So now you're going to throw that Thoreau Drive, and it wasn't well thought out. The whole point was to, like, merge nicely and freely, and there's backups for miles now. What a mess.
No mass hole merges nicely.
Yeah, those two words don't go together.
No.
Let me in.
How would you rank when it comes to Texas where
I
you
was
grew
just
up
gonna say
and
that.
Massachusetts drivers?
So I was just driving in Texas. I drove between Dallas, Houston. I went to go see family in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. And Texas drivers are so aggressively fast. Okay, but I find, like, here people are aggressive, but then we've got those grandmas, grandpas behind the wheel who are going so slow, and you're like, come on, like, why are there 50 car lengths in front of you?
Yes!
That doesn't happen in Texas.
Oh, it doesn't?
It is, no. Like, if you will be tailgated and by these gigantic trucks, these pickup trucks all around you, and I'm, like, in this sedan, and I'm like, I don't feel safe right now. I just want to give up. But that's how it is in Texas. It's like everyone just very aggressive. You got to go with Texas or don't.
Yeah.
We
are in the kind of at the end of our 3-day fundraiser for the food banks, the Rock for Change. And so I wanted to ask you about a song request.
Because, I thought about this.
Because you can request anything, and as long as you're, you know, as long as you're willing, you got to make a little donation or something, but we'll play any song.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Well,
are you?
I thought about this, and I was asking, you know, one of our directors, Bill Hessman. He's a big fan of the show, and I think he went to school with you
I used to work with Bill when I was in television.
Oh,
I don't know if you know that you and I have television
common. But you have a face for radio.
Wow, so, I have to leave?
What was that?
Yeah.
That
nothing,
is
7:38.
Thank you, Mike.
That was brazen. Knocked that out of the park.
Thank
Very
you,
uncomfortable
Natasha.
Thank you.
Excuse, we're out. We're up against the clock. We're out of time with Natasha. Bill and I used to work together at V66 when I was in television.
Before you were born.
Basically.
Before I was conceived.
Before your parents met.
Yeah, before my parents met.
Age is...
Before my mom was born.
Age is just a number, Natasha.
It's a high one in your case.
Age is... Yeah, you know what? So is net worth.
That's
a number also.
That's true.
All right, anyway. So yes, you were asking Bill.
No, I was asking Bill. I just said, I have to think of a song. And it's, you know, a rock station. And I don't listen to rock. So he goes, well, you know, Merry Christmas, Baby by Bruce Springsteen would be a great pick for that. But I really want to play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
I knew you were going to pick that.
I feel like the listeners roll their eyes. So I'm, you know.
I mean, that's a very popular Christmas.
Yeah. It is. It's like the number one.
It is. Yeah.
Is that like the most popular Christmas song?
Or anything by Michael Bublé. He's so good.
You like Michael Bublé? This time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we should go see him sometime.
Okay.
Where is he?
Well, he'll be around. But I mean, I'll get the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no tour scheduled.
Yeah, isn't he sure done? This segment is all over the place today. I just, wow.
They just throw him around during Christmas. Oh, and Kevin Hart stepping down.
Yeah, what do you think
of
that?
That's crazy. I mean, 10 years ago he made these comments and it was a joke. I don't know. I think that's a stretch. But
he's already apologized for it.
He's apologized, yeah. But I really like him. I think he's really funny. And
you do? I'm not a huge Kevin Hart fan. You don't like him? He doesn't make me laugh, really.
I like him more in movies, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm jealous because even though he's a short man, he has bigger hands than I do.
That is awkward. Really...
Don't want no small hand man.
Yeah,
new song.
All right. So which one are you going with? Mariah Carey or...
You know, I'm just going to be my true self and go with Mariah Carey.
I think you should.
Nice.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll do that. And thank you for supporting The Rock for Change.
Absolutely.
And thank you for supporting not only what you do, the work you do with your own foundation, but you always go to the Greg Hill Foundation events.
When is the next one? You've got Jingle All the Way. Okay.
You want to run in that? On Saturday?
It's cold.
It is cold.
Oh, my goodness. It's so cold. I go to CrossFit. That's what I do.
Oh, you do?
Yep, I'm a CrossFitter. And whenever we've got running outside in the wad, I do not show up to class.
Really?
Nope, not going to do it.
I can't stand it either.
I'm not going to die. I don't want to die.
Crossfit.
I mean, I had that fear when I did my first 5K, but I didn't die. So I figure, you know what? Maybe I can do another one.
Well, my oncologist says.
you can't. Doctor's orders.
Yep. I can go there. Excuse. I've got the card.
You have a good excuse. Then our next event would be our annual event, the Days event that we do.
Yes. Fun.
That's at the UMass Club Boston. Yep. So that'll be in February. And we'll see you there. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to Natasha Verma from NBC 10. And you'll see her in the morning. And she's off today. And you're also anchoring Sunday.
Sunday, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
on NECN. She does a fabulous job.
Thank you.
NECN on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the foundation's next event is in April, and you can go to the website and find out about that.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. All right. We will be right back. Well, there's a texter that's trying to start a controversy on the text line.
Why?
And they're asking why I extorted Bubs Edelman for $1,000 this morning for his request.
Right.
And I didn't ask Natasha Verma what she was paying for her request moments ago.
Oh, text her. That's because Greg is paying it for her.
I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You did hear him mention his net worth, right, when he got all butthurt about the Face for Radio comment?
I'm not. She's
why?
It's she's on her own. She's a young woman working her way through the media industry, she's got her own money. Mm-hmm. She can take care of that herself.
Nice to see her in the studio for the last time ever today. That's good.
We got a lot to cover. It's day number 3 of the Rock for Change, our annual fundraiser for the Greater Boston Food Bank and the Worcester County Food Bank and the New Hampshire Food Bank. And when we finished everything up last night at 7, you had donated about $47,199, and that's awesome, and thank you, and so generous. Today will be the final push. I will be on the air today up until 7, so I'll be here this afternoon with Maddie and Nick, which is I didn't realize this. It's a food show. Yes. That's all they do is eat. You can make a request all day long. You can text. The easiest way probably to donate is to text the letters WAAF to 20222 right now and to make a $10 donation. That buys 30 meals. It just appears on your phone bill. You won't even notice it. So if you stop for a moment this morning, right now, or later, and text WAAF to 20222, then you'll make a $10 donation. If you want to go to WAAF.com, you can find out other ways that you can participate. But we In about 15 or 20 minutes, we got to get to our first ever and probably last ever Christmas song parody throwdown.
It was so fun. Why last ever? It was fun.
Well, people, there's a lot of people concerned about the vulgarity in the song of Lyndon Byers.
Low hanging fruit, guy.
However,
he went there.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
He did what he does best.
I think it's been beeped. I think it's been beeped properly. Okay.
WAAF has given me an amazing life.
Yes.
And so I went old school. I went back to old WAAF.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
with the bean, you know, the beanbag chair.
Uh-huh.
Naked chicks.
Yeah.
Well, DVDs, we're gonna DVDs.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna
parties.
Listen. We'll listen to everybody's Christmas parody, and I need your help in picking the winner. And I'm telling you, I am told by the production staff and by those who have heard that Danielle absolutely killed it.
Really?
And that your song is extraordinary, I'm told.
Of course it is.
Weren't you in a band at one time anyway?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about that.
I mean, you know, there wasn't any talent involved.
Just a little punk rock band.
Yeah, it's a little band.
Called the Ramones.
Lived in a band. Yeah,
we heard of us.
Yeah, we were young and angry.
So, all right, well, anyway, we're going to do that in a little bit. And then during the 9 o'clock hour, POD is going to be in here playing live.
Nice.
And they are willing to take your requests. So it'll be like Total Request Live, the former MTV program. And you'll be able to make a request live if you're willing to donate. We have to squeeze in Stowe 5-0. We've got to get to LB's Greatest Moments of the Week. I'm told that a friend of this show is on the Framingham Ford studio line right now. Larry the Lawyer is checking in this morning. I don't know if that's because he wasn't on this week or he wants to make a donation. What's up?
I miss you guys, buddy.
What's up?
We miss you.
What's up, Larry the Lawyer?
I'm packing today. We bought that house yesterday, so.
Oh, good.
I'm coming to make my donation.
Oh, well, I mean,
you know,
listen,
it's got to be a Springsteen song, right?
I would assume you're the second biggest Springsteen, or maybe the third biggest after Maddie that I know. So I would assume it would be a Springsteen song. And listen, with all the billable hours that you have, I got to believe we're getting a big donation number out of you.
What's a big donation? You know,
I don't know. I mean, what's a big donation? $1,500? I don't know. You tell me. What do you want to give?
I was thinking $2,500.
Right,
oh,
done.
Larry.
That's fantastic.
You,
done. That's good.
Woo!
All right. So,
here's the deal. 2,000 of it's from me, and 500 of it is from my 10-year-old who's in the car.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
So, say hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
What Springsteen song do you want, Larry?
Well, I'm going to give you guys a break. So, I'm going to pick a long one.
Yeah. Jungle Land?
Jungle Land or New York City Serenade? I'll let you pick.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I might
That's
pick
a
New
tough
York.
One, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a tough one.
I love Jungle Land. I mean, that primal scream.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
How about we do Jungle Land for you?
Okay, all right.
And we do New York City Serenade for Alice.
Oh,
nice.
Well, you're trying to milk it for a 2-for-1.
Yeah, but he ponied up.
Yeah,
he ponied up.
Yeah, that's a good donation.
Yeah, $2,500
is
pretty good.
He gets two.
Yeah. Here's a Texas.
Well, I get one. Alice gets one.
Well, yeah, I'm saying two total. Yeah. Total.
I'm
saving you because she wants you to play Cardi B.
Oh.
No, Cardi B. No, I can't. That'd kill me. Here's a text that says, you know you're a lawyer when your 10-year-old can donate $500.
Yeah. Well, hey. I don't hear Joe the HVAC's kid calling in to donate.
Hey, I don't think he's calling. He's too busy doing free work.
Right.
That's right.
He can't donate. He wants to offer a barter. He wants to barter some free HVAC work for a song. So.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right.
Well, the good news is she still has like $27,000 in her piggy bank.
There you go.
All right, Larry the Lawyer.
You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work and make that money.
All right, and we'll see you one more time, maybe next week before the end of the year.
100%.
Okay. All right. That is.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, Larry.
That is the host of Ask an Attorney here at WAAF. That's what he calls himself, the host of that segment. So, all right. We may have to do Stowe 5-0 at 8:35. Let's do that because I want to squeeze LB's greatest moments of the weekend before Hill Mill. So, 8:35, we will find out about the felonious Christmas Carol in Stowe 5-0 and the concern over the old green bus. All right, Stowe 5-0 coming up at 8:35. It is 7:59 right now here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Okay, LB's greatest moments of the week, in case you missed them.